on the field of the auto-tune motor to take the current off of it, except when you cycle it. And the other one was the 160 modification, which, you know, padded the PTO and the buffer. And the other one was the internal loading capacitor. And all those modifications were, you know, were positive modifications. And it didn't bugger it all up. But luckily, both of mine had nothing in that blank spot for the low-frequency oscillator. So I've got two knobs that matches everything else in there. And I've got a white dot and a red dot. And the red dot is 160, and the white dot is normal. And the auto-tune works, and everything, both of them, I, you know, clean them all and made sure the auto-tunes worked. And everything else. Matter of fact, it was on 40 meters. I've got probably seven or eight different channels programmed in it, and was on 40, and I just cycled it to channel 5, which is 1885, 1.885. And it came right in, and it was extremely close, so a little peaking here and there, but I was good to go. So they're good radios. They're definitely good radios. And actually, I like it better on the AC supply, because I'm running around 1,860 volts, and I do have a fan on the back of it. And when you tighten up the load on it, you can get up almost 250. And I got the fan kind of, it's a muffin fan, and I took some coat hanger stuff and put it in two holes and made hooks, and I can hook it in between the 813 and the 811s, and it blows on them. And it keeps the smoke blowing into the radio instead of coming out, so that's a good thing. And Jim, I think I mentioned first part of the week, if it's dry enough, I'm going to get a hold of Larry, and Larry and I, and maybe one other ham, are thinking of making a run to HRO and maybe to the Apache Salvage. We've got to wait until it's dry, because you know how nasty it gets out there in the back of Apache Salvage. And maybe even make a side trip to the old Motorola Salvage place over there, also off of 7th Street. And it looks like the Bauer has made another trip, and all is well so far. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. It really is a nice box, and definitely I'm... not going to fool around with this thing on a East Kid dummy load or anything like that anymore. And the Heath Kit watt meter, yeah, that could be downright dangerous. I mean, if I blew the top of that off, and you got, I've been using Dextron 2 for a cool, and all they got is that carborundum resistor. And it's probably a 200 watt resistor, maybe 100 watt resistor, and they got it in oil medium, so. I don't know, that was foolish on my part. 73s, God bless. I'm going to listen out and then go cook some of that bacon I'm smelling over at your place, Shep. K7CIX and the group, 73s, WAQBG.